Evolution, does it cause abortion?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the new book, The Genesis of a Legacy. Ken, I know you say there's a link between evolution and abortion, but what is it?
Well, Mark, over the years in my lectures and books, I've said that the increasing acceptance of abortion and the increasing popularity of evolution have gone hand in hand. Now, some people have thought that I'm saying that evolution is the cause of abortion. But no, ultimately, sin is the cause of abortion. But there is a connection between evolution and abortion. You see, the more people believe the Bible isn't the absolute authority in all matters, and the more people think they're just animals accountable to no one but themselves, the more they'll justify anything they want. Look, think about it this way. If a person believes he's just an animal in an evolutionary struggle for survival, then what's in a mother's womb is also an animal. If you get rid of stray animals by killing them, why not get rid of spare children by killing them through abortion? You see, that's the connection. In other words, evolution isn't the cause of abortion, but the more people reject God and His Word, beginning with Genesis, and believe in evolution, the more they can justify abortion and other evils too.
Discover how evolution has led to the decay of our Western nations. Next time you're on the Internet, join the up to 30,000 people each day who visit one of our websites. Go to our radio site, AnswersRadio.com, and read Ken Ham's free booklet on creation, evolution, and the culture wars. It's all at AnswersRadio.com.